presentation. So we are heading towards the last part of our panel. So I would like to invite to join us here Biagio Eramo from Acea, and also we have also Mauro Dolce from the National Civil Protection. If you prefer to sit there, also, or maybe even take a couple of chairs here as you want. Okay. I wanted to pick just a couple of things that were contained in Kigiaze's presentation. The issue of data for us is very important. Of course, we know that within our city government, for example, basically every department has its own GIS system, and this GIS system very often do not communicate among themselves. So one of the things that we are trying to do is really to have a sense of how much data the city has and what we should do in order to integrate them and the involvement of these partners that are involved in the 100 Resilient Cities network is going to be very important. And also I was very interested in what Kigiaze said also about the scientific community, about the relationship between the city administration and the scientific community. I mean, we, in our proposal for the 100 Resilient Cities, we wrote from the beginning that for us, resilience was also involving the scientific community in the day-to-day, I mean, not the day-to-day, but in the strategic governance of the city, and this is why we value very much the relationship with Enea and with other scientific actors. So, now we have, 30 minutes, 30 final minutes for reactions. I would like first to ask if you have quick questions that maybe can be answered after that Mr. Eramo and Mr. Dolce will give us, their reactions to the panel. So if you have quick questions, we can have a first, a very quick round here, and then we can have a final round from the three presenters. And also questions to the three presenters and Alberto, I would say. Okay, I think you are way overkilled by the day. So, so we invited three panelists to close our conversation today. Unfortunately, Carlo Medaglia from the Mobility Agency was not able to participate. So we have Mr. Eramo and Mr. Dolce. So I would like to ask maybe Mr. Dolce to start to give us a round of reactions, from the local perspective, what you heard, what can be useful and in our work. Thank you.